have you along. Knock with a dominating performance thus far. We start the second half of the Knights with the starters on the floor. Feet underneath the curve for Gary, and he's got the easy two. Scheidt, Schreckengast, Frazier, McKee, and Sanks for the Knock Knights. Scheidt dumps it far wing to Frazier. Frazier all the way across Sanks, wide open three, doesn't take it. Now step back shot for two is off the front, no good. Rebound brought down by Derry. And he'll come down the far wing with it. Pushy with it, looking inside, tries to dump into Kerr and down along the line. He gets the two and one. So you see what Derry's going to be doing here. They're just going to dump into Kerr. And the foul's on Brady McKee, his third. Derry is just, I'll bet they just continue to dump it into him. And he misses off the front, rebound, gets his own rebound. Kicks it to the corner. Bushy with it inside. He'll go up to the top, and that's stolen away by Sanks. Julian down the right wing, forced to the outside. Julian loses the handle, but gathers it back in. Up top to Scheidt. Scheidt goes underneath. There's McKee's runner is up and good. Brady McKee now with 10 in the game for Knock. Bushy at the point. He's going underneath and nicely feeds to Kerr, who goes up and in for two more. 6 quick points in this quarter for John Kerr. 14 in the game. Far corner. 3 for Sanks. Good. Julian Sanks with another 3. That's 10 in the game for Knock. Drive, they feed Kerr underneath, stolen away. McKee gets it ahead on the left wing to Frazier. Frazier end to end, lays it up and in. 17 for Scott Frazier. A Knock, boy, they love to get the ball and go. This may be the best Knock team I've seen in quite some time that gets the ball and goes. They don't fool around. Here's Kerr going underneath nicely, and his shot is up and no good, but he's fouled by Jared Schreckengast. Schreck trying to stay close to him. And for Schreck, his first foul. That's pretty good for Jared. He's usually guarding the best player on the other team. Well, Tanner nicely at the line to shoot two. Gets the first one. And Adam Bajuzic comes in and Schreckengast sits down. Coach not happy with Jared for some reason there. Nicely gets the second one. And the Trojans outscoring Knock 8-7 here in the second half. Scheidt on the wing. And an offensive foul as Scheidt pushes off. He's been doing that and getting away with it a couple of times. And the coach here for Derry was really complaining about it. And Jake just sort of reaches out and pushes, and you can't do that. Here's Lacey with a drive, leaves it short, ball tipped outside. They go underneath, Kerr with it on the high post. Kerr looks to go back underneath, shot is up no good, rebound Bajuzic. Scheidt outside, Sanks for another 3, got it, Julian Sanks. 6 threes in the game for the Knox senior. Steal to the baseline, knocked away, battle for it, Bajuzic's got it. Drops it off to Sanks, trying to go into Kerr, and it was stolen away. Here's Frazier down the lane. Frazier's left-hander up and good. Frazier 4 in the quarter. 64-31 Knock. Sanks with a steal. Dumps it in, but it goes right to the... And a dunk attempt by Kerr goes awry, and he doesn't get it. Into the corner. Frazier, three-pointer. Clanks it off the side. Rebound by McKee is up and in. Boy, Kerr came down here, had the dunk wide open, went up and dunked it off the front. Well, you nothing like missing a dunk to really deflate your team. A timeout taken by Derry, 66-31 Knock. Well, you get up by 40, and we go into mercy rule. I think that's happened once this year. In the Eden Christian game, I think we went to mercy rule. Unfortunately, Knox had that done to them more times than they've done it to somebody else over the last couple of years. Somebody asked me a question online on Twitter about Knox and how good the defenses have been for Ron McNabb. Last couple of years, not as good as normal because they were in that brutal conference. But the previous 3 years, they were the best defense in their section by far. And they are so far this season. Only giving up an average of 48.3 points per game. Knock now goes a 1-2-2 zone press off the make. Trojans go into the corner to Kerr. He's double-teamed there. Goes across the top. Bushy with the drive around Sanks. Leaves it short. Julian pops the rebound over to Bajuzic. And Knock comes down the floor. Drops to Sanks in the corner. Goes underneath. There's a wide open Frazier. Frazier goes lefty and puts it up too short. A nice job by Kerr to go in and just left Scott no shot. And so he tried to force it underneath and up with the left hand. Couldn't get it to go. In the corner, three for Derry. No good. Rebound Bajuzic. Boy, Adams been all over the floor tonight underneath the basket. Far corner Frazier baseline. Outside McKee for three. McKee's three in and out. Rebound by Nicely. Bushy down the left wing for Derry. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Bushy feeds Kerr down the lane. Layup doesn't go. Rebound to Frazier. Frazier quickly back the other way. Goes baseline. And here's Bajuzic with the runner for two. 68-31. Knights 3 points away from the mercy rule. Feed inside to Kerr. Loses the handle on it, but puts it back up. Doesn't get it to go. A rebound shot up and short. Another rebound is up, and this one doesn't go. Rebound to Sanks, and Sanks is fouled from the side. And Bajuzic down on the floor for the Knock Knights. Didn't see what happened to Adam, but he hit the floor, and the trainer for Derry is out. Here come the Knock coaches. I don't know whether Adam went down, landed on his head, breathing heavy, but talking to it appears to be okay, but maybe a little stunned. 3:38 to go here in the third quarter, 68-31 Knock. And Adam Bajuzic down in the paint. What a fighter that kid is inside. Now he came on real strong last year in varsity, and he just been a little slow start this year. Didn't get to play much in the first couple games, but boy, as the seventh man or the sixth man in some cases, Adam has played exceptionally well. Nice compliment to Jake Scheit. And then throw Ryan Lang in there, and you've got three pretty good guys up front. So Knock will have the basketball, and it'll start down the floor with a 68-31 lead. Scheit goes all the way across to Lang, way outside. Lang off to Scheit, far side to McKee, looks underneath, now to Lang. Lang goes underneath to Schreckengost, who goes in. Loses the handle, but Scheit gets it. Scheit outside. McKee for a three. McKee's three goes off. The rebound to Schreck. Schreck goes in, puts it up, leaves it short. Bushy back the other way, and then Scheit on a reach-in draws is the foul, and that's the fourth foul on Jake Scheit. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Derry trying to avoid the mercy rule here. Ryan Bushy at the point. Bushy back around to the far corner to Aiden Bushy. He tries to come in on Schreckengost. Nothing there. Feeds to the baseline. Stolen away by McKee. Ahead to Schreckengost. Schreckengost tried to pop it underneath to Scheit, but is stolen away by Bushy. Bushy comes in. And Ryan Lang gets in his way. And Lang with his first foul of the game. And that will put Ryan Bushy at the line to shoot two. His first trip to the line tonight. He is scoreless in the game. First one is up and good. Scheit will sit down for the Knock Knights. So it's Frazier, Sanks, McKee, Schreckengost, and Lyon. Second shot is up and good. So Ryan Bushy gets both of them. And it's 68-33. Sanks, far side three. Another one by Julian Sanks. That's seven. And he ties his own record. Here's a drive. Underhand layup no good by Derry. The putback doesn't go, and Sanks has the rebound. Nice job by Schreckengost on the save there to save it into Ryan Lang after the ball looked like it was going to go out of bounds. Lang with the ball, crossover to McKee. Sanks inside, back outside to Frazier, steps outside. Here's Lang for three, and Lang drains another three. And that should put us into the mercy rule. It's 74-33 knock. And a drive and a shot by Bushy is good, and a foul called against Knock. And that's going to go against Ryan Lang, his second. And did Bushy get the bucket? They count it or not? They must not have counted it. Rolls out. And knocked down the floor with it. Sanks on the far wing. Sanks across the middle. Sanks goes inside. Fadeaway jumper. Rolls off the back. And a steal by Sanks on the next inbound. And then he's fouled. And Julian will go to the line to shoot too. Hasn't been there yet tonight. Seven threes in the game for Julian Sanks. The record is eight. Well, the record is seven. He's tied the record. He'd own it completely if he hits another three, and Sanks' free throw is no good. 23 in the game for the Knox senior, as the Knights lead 74-33. And Julian's second one bounces out. So two rare misses for Sanks from the free throw line. Trojans with the ball there. And here's Kerr trying to come around Lassinger, who's in the game now. And a fadeaway jumper from the foul line. No good. Rebound comes free to Derry. Knocked away by Sanks. Julian battles for it. Can't get it. They go to Nicely. He floats one up and in. 14 in the game. Schreckengost for three. Got it. Jared Schreckengost with his first three. And that, I believe, sets a Knock record for most threes in a game. And a bucket by John Kerr again. Sanks in the corner. Another three for Julian. Off the side, doesn't go. Rebound to Bushy. Bushy back the other way. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Bushy down the paint, feeds to Kerr. He puts up a layup. Good. He's got 10 in the quarter, all underneath. 3 seconds to go, and Lang is fouled on the run. And there should be time on the clock. Lang was fouled about 2 seconds before the buzzer sounded. Clock never stopped on the whistle. And we are at the end of the quarter, or are we not at the end of the quarter? And that is the end of the quarter. They're going to say Lang was fouled and there were 2 seconds on the clock and it ran off. But when you're up 77-39, you're not going to argue. All right, so we'll be back here to Derry with a final frame with the Knock Knights leading 77-39 right after these messages.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
And welcome back here to Derry. We go to the fourth quarter. Knock Knights with the basketball and a big lead. Here's Frazier with a feed underneath. Lays it up and in. The Knock Knights have set a school record for three-pointers in a game as they've hit 14 of them. Dump inside to Kerr, and Cole Assinger's out there now to keep the big guy out of the middle, and that's going to be fun to watch. Derry loses the ball out of bounds, so on the turnover goes back to Knock, and the clock should continue to run as the Knights had a 40-point lead. Here's Knock with a giveaway along the baseline, and the easy two for Haas. Frazier gets it across the timeline. Frazier off to Ryan Lang. Lang far side, Schreckengoss into the corner, Bajuzic. Now to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss runner rolls off the front. Lassinger couldn't bring down the rebound. And it goes to Huss. Justin Huss. Low post, shot blocked by Schreckengoss. Nice job by Jarrett. 79-41, clock continues to turn. We're in the mercy rule. It only stops for foul shots and timeouts. Doesn't stop on the whistle unless it's a foul shot. Go to Kerr, baseline. Outside it comes nicely. Outside three-pointer. Out, no good. Rebound, Frazier. Scott takes off with it. Frazier, far wing to Bajuzic. Bajuzic's runner goes up and in. Adam Bajuzic for two. He's got four in the game, five in the game. Another shot by Derry goes off the front. Dump forward to Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss with Frazier down low. Schreck pulls it back outside. Lang for three. He puts it off the side. Rebound comes out to Schreckengoss. Out to Lang. Knights have set a record for threes in a game. Lang goes baseline to Lassinger, and then his shot is rejected by Kerr. Well, you can see that one coming, too, as Cole's going baseline, and he's not going to be able to jump as high as Kerr can. And Derry pulls all five starters and goes with their subs, and so do the Knock Knights. So Jack Skirka is in. Raiden Tristani is in. So we're back to a JV game here. And for Derry, it's Josh O'Leary with the ball, along with Paul Koontz out there now. O'Leary with it up top, working against Ryan Lang, who's still on the floor. Here's Lang with the steal. Lang is going to go end-to-end with the easy layup. Two more for Ryan Lang. He has 11. 83-41, the Knights have scored over 70 for the sixth time in a row. Far corner, Ullery with the shot. No good off the side. Rebound, Bajuzic. Adam down the far wing. Dumps it forward to Lang. Lang goes in. Lang's shot no good. Rebound, Cole Assinger. His shot doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Ryan Hood for Derry. Far wing it goes to Seiko. He'll set it up with O'Leary at the top. O'Leary inside out. Goes baseline. Pulls back outside. Far corner, Seiko for three. Derry does not have a three in the game. Rebound to Tristani. Skirka quickly across the floor, and Jack sets things up for the Knock Knights. 4 minutes to go in this one, 83-41 Knock. And it's a JV game. Pretty much so. Skirka outside Tristani, far corner Bajuzic. Bajuzic wheels and deals, Lang in the corner, looks off the shot, and then he's called for the travel. And Ryan Stutter stepped there, and Blaze Volts into the game now. So Volts, Skirka, and Tristani on from the Knock JV squad, along with Lassinger and Lang. Seiko for three. Off the side doesn't go. Lassinger with a rebound. Off to Tristani, and now Lang will come down the floor. 3:15 to go. Clock turning. We're in the mercy rule. Lang. Outside it comes to Skirka. Three-pointer from Skirka. Airballs it. Then Tristani able to kick it back outside. Lang with a drive, and Lang is hammered by Ryan Hood on the take, and Ryan will go to the line to shoot two. So the Knock starters out of the game. Julian Sanks, game's leading scorer with 23, including seven threes, so he ties the school record again there. But the Knights set a school record with 14 threes in this game. Scott Frazier with 21. And Lang at the line for another one. Again, Ryan Lang, 38 points in the JV game as the Knights won that one in overtime. 56-53, Blaze Volts with a couple of free throws at the end that sealed the deal. 2:40 to go here, and Derry with the ball down the floor, working against the Knights. Here's a knock away by Tyler Buderbaugh. Tyler almost able to take off and go with it. But it knocks out of bounds. Jack McMillan into the ball game. So it's all JVs now. Rocky Kopak on the floor as well. So the two wide bodies out there for the Knock Knights now playing a 1-2 or 2-3 zone. Derry's got Tyson Webb out there, who's the guard in the JV game. Good little shooter. And he'll shoot for three and airball it, and a rebound to Buderbaugh. Tyler wheels and deals across the floor. Pretty good dribbler, but he loses the handle on it. Can't find anybody. Now he finds Skirka. Minute 48 to go. Jack pulls it back outside. And he'll just hold it out there. And Mock will try to burn the clock off here without taking any more shots. Rocky Kopak drives across the middle. Outside the Volts to Buderbaugh. He stutter steps with it, but they're not going to call anything now. As Knock just working the basketball against Derry to burn the clock off. Skirka outside. Here's Blaze Volts for three, and that's off the side, no good. Rebound down to Hood. Hood gets it ahead down the floor. And Derry's shot is up, no good by Nick DeTore, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. As Buderbaugh will be rung up for the foul. 7th team foul against the Knock Knights, and he'll shoot these couple of fouls, and that should be about it. Back off the back of the rim, no good. Now, if we were counting three-point attempts, we wouldn't be counting these in this quarter, because it wouldn't say a second shot is a miss, and Rocky Kopak with a rebound. 50 seconds to go. Just a matter of turning the clock off here. Skirka drops it off to Volts. Volts outside the Buderbaugh. Back to Volts with 40 seconds to go. Knock just playing catch out front against the man defense of Derry, trying to burn the clock off. Buderbaugh down the lane, tries to shoot, and there's Kopak with a save. Nice save by Zach McMillan going to the bench to keep it in. And Skirka's just going to hold it up top. Kirka off to Buderbaugh. Buderbaugh to Blaze Volts as we turn down to 10. Blaze off to Buderbaugh, and that'll do it. The Knock Knights with an impressive start-to-finish victory over the Derry area Trojans. It's 85-41 is the final. The Knock Knights 4-0 in conference play, and right now they're leading the batch on another impressive victory for Ron McNabb and the Knock Knights. We'll be back to recap Knox 85-41 victory right after these messages.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Casey's Carpet can handle any of your flooring needs. Family owned and operated for 28 years, Casey's Carpet has the experience you're looking for. Carpet installs, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, stone, porcelain tile, and hardwood. Award-winning flooring and install from Casey's Carpet. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Casey's Carpet in North Versailles or caseyscarpet.com. If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECSNR assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous waste management, environmental health and safety training, industrial cleaning, and chemical and electronic recycling. They serve Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. There's a ton of great information about using their environmental services and knowledge at ecsr.net.
It's always a good day for Charlie's Philly Steaks. Located in malls and outlets all over Pennsylvania and Ohio. Satisfy your hunger with Philly cheesesteaks. We're talking 100% USDA beef, gourmet fries, and 100% real fruit lemonade. To find a location nearest you, visit charlies.com. That's charlies.com. Our taste is unmatched the world over.
And welcome back here to Derry area, where the Knock Knights, after the long bus trip, came out here smoking and took it to the Derry Trojans early and often. With from three-point range, as the Knights hit their first seven threes in the first quarter and would set a school record with 14 three-pointers in the game. That breaks a record that was last done back in 2006 and first done in 2003. So with the 14 three-pointers, and Julian Sanks had seven of them, so Julian, for the second time, hits seven threes, and that is the school record. He ties that with Ken Graham, Nathan Klosky, and Scott Muska, and himself twice now. Well, let's take a look at the scoring for the Derry Trojans. They were led by John Kerr with 18, all of those in the second and third quarter, and all of them coming from underneath. They just fed him the ball, and at 6-7, he just turned and laid it up and in. Justin Huss, who had a good game, he finishes with 16. Ryan Bushy with 4. Tanner Nicely with 4. And Aiden Bushy with 1. The Trojans would be 7 of 13 from the free throw line in tonight's game. Would only score 2 points in the fourth quarter. But Knock only scored 8. And we're checking the final score now. Should be 43. Instead of 41, that sounds right. So anyway, final score 85-43 if you're keeping score at home. But that's Derry. We don't, they only scored 43. So we go to the other side where the Knock Knights scored 30. 30-